Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is April 20th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon before you start your shopping experience. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, March 12th, 1953, and the title is The Son of Whitey King. Hope you guys enjoy.
Why do they say detecting the disease early is important when it comes to cancer?
Answer.
Because early cancer is more likely to be in only one part of the body. Therefore, it's more curable.
Knowing the facts about cancer, knowing the seven danger signals, could help you save your life. For a fact-filled free booklet, contact your American Cancer Society.
Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Son of Whitey King. Many a vicious gang of killers rode the trails of the old Southwest, but none more vicious or cruel than the gang headed by the Neal Boys, Cliff and Lou. It was inevitable that the famed Cisco Kid and the Neal Boys should meet, but the circumstances under which they met were unusual to say the least. As our story opens, Cliff and Lou Neal are lounging in front of their hill camp. Cliff, a big, brutal-looking man, is cutting a cactus to pieces with a bull whip.
Look at the chunk this whip took out of that cactus, then, Lou.
Practicing up, eh, Cliff?
Yeah. Maybe I'll get to use this whip on some of them hombres in the town of Phillips this afternoon.
Meaning that young squirt king?
Maybe. Watch the top of that cactus, Lou. Cut it off just like a knife would.
Young king is sheriff of Phillips County now, you know, Cliff. He's just 21. They made him sheriff.
What are you trying to tell me? To be scared of him?
No, but don't forget this. He's the son of Whitey King. The man you drag out and killed. If he's anything like Whitey, he'd know what it is to be afraid. And I got a hunch he suspects us, Cliff. Somebody's been hanging around this camp lately at night. I seen tracks.
Ah, forget it, Lou. Some of our boys made them tracks. But if young King gets in my way, he'll get a taste of this bullwhip. And he won't like
it. Hey, look. There's a rider over there going down the trail.
He's no desert rat of a prospector going into town. Jack gives me an idea. Come on. Ride over there and talk to him.
Get up, Jack. Hold it.
Whoa. Whoa.
Hey, you. Wait a minute.
What you want, mister?
You strike it rich?
Nope, nary a strike.
Lou, go through the packs in the burrow.
Hey, I tell you, I got no gold, mister.
Shut up. Keep anything we can use, Lou. Yeah. Now you, where are you going?
I'm going to Phillips. I got a house there.
You know that girl who works in the store?
Matilda Simmons? Why, sure, I know her. Fine girl, Matilda. One of these days, she's going to marry young King.
Oh, is that so? I didn't know that. There's a dance tomorrow night, and she's going to that dance with me. Savvy?
It's up to you and her, mister.
It's up to you, hombre. You're taking her a message for me. See this bullwhip?
Yeah, I see it, mister. But, easy, I ain't done anything to you.
You can tell that girl that if she don't go to that dance with me, that young King Squirt is going to get the same as you're going to get now.
Easy, mister. No, don't!
Well, it'll sure kill King if that girl don't go to the dance with me. That'll give him an idea. Tell him Cliff Neal's coming to town soon. Get going.
But, Cisco...
Si, Pancho.
Pancho don't understand why we go to Phillips just to look at the son of Senor King.
We are going to do more than just look at him.
Cisco say we look at him.
Si, amigo. We are going to look at him. But we are also going to find out about him.
What we find out, Cisco?
Oh, I'll explain once more to you, Pancho.
Once more.
You remember we went to talk with the United States Territorial Marshal.
Si, si, the Marshal,
son. And that the Marshal asked us to give him a report on young Billy King.
The report on Billy King?
Uh-huh. Because the Marshal is in need of a deputy Marshal... And he thinks Billy King might be the one he wants.
See, Cisco, so we ride to look at Billy King.
There's more to it than just that, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
The Neals have only recently made their headquarters in this part of the country.
Oh?
And the Marshal wants to know how Billy King will act when he faces the Neals.
Cisco think he'd be afraid of them?
Pancho, I knew his father very well indeed.
Oh?
Whitey King was one of the finest and bravest sheriffs that ever lived.
Good sheriff.
If the boy takes after his father, there'll be no doubt about him. And that is what the Marshal wants to know. If he has the courage and the judgment of his father.
Pancho thinks these Neals are bad Neals, Cisco.
There are none worse, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Should be a good test for young Billy King. One more thing, Chico.
One more thing.
We are riding into country that is new to us.
The country new to us and we new to the country,
si.
No?
Si. Uh-huh. We are not to tell Billy King or anyone else who we are.
Not a word.
If we did, he might think we had come to give him help.
Mm-hmm.
And the Marshal does not want that except in case of emergency.
Pancho understand. Anyone ask Pancho who he is, Pancho say he not Pancho, Cisco not Cisco.
You let me do the talking, amigo.
You talk.
Come now.
Uh-huh.
We go first to the store for our supplies, and then we will call on Billy King. Up there, come.
Oh, Brogo, go to Billy King. Now, go on.
Come out a minute. It's me, Billy.
All right. Are you... Oh.
Am I what?
Well, nothing, Billy. From the way you called me, I thought you might be hurt.
Nope. I'm just calling around Matilda to tell you that... Well, I ain't going to be able to take you to that dance tomorrow night.
Oh, Billy. We've planned on that for weeks.
I'm mighty sorry about it, but I'm going to have to work.
Is it on account of those Neals?
Maybe. Maybe not. I can't tell you.
Billy, you've acted like a different person since they came to this part of the country. You just seem to avoid me and everybody else.
Even the Neals, huh?
I didn't say that.
But you're thinking it.
I know they're a bad gang, Billy. I wouldn't blame you too much if you did want to keep out of their way till they got out of here. But you might at least tell me.
That's enough, Matilda.
Are these men part of the gang, Billy?
I don't know. Maybe.
Buenos dias, senorita. Senor.
Buenos dias, senorita. Senor.
Who are you two, hombre?
Oh, we are just two riders going through the country, Sheriff.
Si, I am not...
Quieto, amigo. We are going to make some purchases in the store. Beyond that, well, I do not know.
Well, I know. After that, be on your way and pronto.
We will see.
Billy, look. Coming up the street. Why, it's old Tom Friend. He can hardly walk. Look, he's leaning on that barrel. Tom, what's the matter? Oh, good heavens, those cuts on your face.
It's the Neals. I was riding past their camp and...
He's fainting.
I will carry him into the store, senorita. Someone had better get bandages and salve for those cuts.
Man, Pancho, help.
No, I have him, Pancho.
I'll get the bandages.
Pancho, like to help, Cisco.
Cisco? Are you the Cisco kid?
Oh, Pancho, I thought I told you.
Pancho, sorry, Cisco. Pancho, not know what else to call Cisco but Cisco.
Well, are you the Cisco kid?
Si, senor. Now I must get this hombre into the store.
Bring him over here, please.
Si, senorita.
There. I'll bathe those cuts first.
So you're the Cisco kid. I've heard my father talk about you, Cisco. You and him was friends.
Si, that is true.
Just the same, I don't want you and this partner of yours hanging around this town. I don't want you messing in my affairs. Understand?
Si, we understand.
Hey, I'm all right.
There, Tom. It'll only take a minute to bandage your face.
He got me with a bullwhip.
Who did, Tom?
Cliff Neal. He said to tell Matilda, if she didn't go to the dance with him, you'd get the same, Billy.
Oh.
He's coming to town soon.
Did you hear that, Billy?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard it. But right now, I'm talking to Cisco. You'll be out of town in half an hour, Cisco, or I'm coming after you and run you out.
Pancho, I think we ride all over the place, Cisco. We buy supplies, we make the camp outside the town, and now we ride back to the store.
Si, amigo, we do a lot of riding today.
Why we ride back to the store?
Because I want to be there when the Neil hombres arrive.
Uh-oh. Here we go again. Troubles and more troubles.
Perhaps. We will see.
That young Billy King sheriff, he not like us, Cisco. He say, get out of from the town.
I heard what he said, Pancho. I do not understand why he should feel that way, but we are not going to leave the town just for that reason.
Uh-huh.
Here's the store.
Oh, look. Here's the store, and there the sheriff, Cisco.
We'll now see what he will do about our not obeying his orders. Come on.
Still here, eh, Cisco?
See, that is right, Sheriff, we are.
Get your hands up.
See, if you say so, Senor Billy. But I think you had better pay more attention to these hombres who are just riding in than you are paying to us.
What's going on out here?
Afternoon, ma'am. Thought you might like to know I'm taking you to the dance tomorrow night.
You are not.
Didn't that old desert rat give you my message?
You brute, after the whipping you gave him. Why, I won't even stay to talk to you.
Stay where you are. Maybe you'd like this squirt of a sheriff to get the same kind of whipping that desert rat got.
Hey, I wouldn't try that if I was you, Neil.
What about it, ma'am? Do we go to the dance together?
We do not.
All right, then, this kid gets it. See this bullwhip? There's a fine job of cutting, ma'am. Watch.
Put that whip down.
Who might you be, hombre?
Makes no difference who I am. Put that whip down or get into trouble.
Keep out of this, Cisco.
I'll take care of him. Clip right now.
You may think you will, hombre, but I may think something else like this.
Now.
Now, you, I said, put that whip down and I meant it.
Buzzard, hit me, will you?
See, that is what I will do. And again. Not today, you will not.
Bueno, bueno, Cisco, bueno. One more now.
See, Pancho?
And now another one.
See?
Now, not the big one.
The big one it is, Pancho. Get up if you wish to fight some more.
Pancho, I think they fight no more.
No. But we're coming after you. Don't think we ain't. I know you now. You're the Cisco kid. And I'm getting you, Cisco. Just the way I'm going to get that little squirt king.
Big words do not make big actions, hombre. Get out of here before I lose my temper.
Cisco, the senorita, she's crying. And where did Sheriff Billy King? And Pancho, not see him now.
He rode away while you were fighting. All right, Cliff Neal. I'll go to the dance with you.
Senorita, you would not go with it.
At least I won't be going with a coward.
Senorita, you do not know what you are saying.
How do you like that, Cisco? She's going with me.
She is not going with you, hombre. I promise you that. And if you so much as touch that boy with your bullwhip, you will wish you had never been born.
So Cisco finds himself taking a major part in a conflict he had come to Phillips merely to watch. In just a moment, we'll return to our story of the Cisco Kid.
In the year 1896, milk was delivered in a horse-drawn milk wagon. A lot of that fresh country milk was poured on steaming bowls of hot Ralston cereal. You see, 1896 was the year hot Ralston first came along. And it's the same today as it was then. A cereal full of good old-time nutrition. It comes from the wheat, whole wheat, and nothing but whole wheat. Hot Ralston's got the vitamins and minerals your whole family needs. And it's got the flavor, too. Good whole wheat flavor. Whole wheat flavor and whole wheat nutrition. That's hot Ralston. Instant Ralston cooks in 10 seconds or regular Ralston. Old time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
back to the Cisco Kid and our thrilling story, The Son of Whitey King. When Cisco came to the town of Phillips to look over the young sheriff, Billy King, in order to give the United States Territorial Marshal a report on King's courage, he found the Neal gang in the territory. He also found, to his astonishment, that young King, son of one of the most fearless sheriffs the West ever knew, acted like a coward when he ran up against the Neals. Now, Cisco and Poncho were talking with Matilda Simmons, who, in a fit of anger at King, told Cliff Neal she would go to the dance with him.
Oh, I don't want to go to that dance with him, Cisco. I don't know why I told him I would.
I think I understand, Senorita. You did it to try to get even with Billy King.
I guess so. If only Billy had acted differently. I don't believe he's a coward. I can't believe it.
Nor do I believe it, Senorita.
Poncho not believe it neither, Senorita. What did this Cisco say? Blood not so thick like water.
Blood is thicker than water, Poncho. That is the saying.
Oh, blood is thicker than water. Huh?
Billy King's father was no coward, nor is his boy. He has some reason for acting as he did.
Yes, but what can it be?
That I do not know. But I will try my best to find out.
And why was Billy so hostile towards you, Cisco?
That also is something I must find out. Tell me, Senorita, has he ever acted this way before?
No.
How long has he been sheriff?
About 6 months. He's come up against some very tough men, gunmen. And he handled them all without any trouble. He'd just look at them and they'd do as he said.
Billy King is very good with the gun too, huh?
Yes, I'm afraid he is, Poncho. Uh-huh. One of the best, I'm sorry to say.
Well, do not worry, Senorita. Adios. Come, Poncho.
Si. Not worry, not worry.
Go to the sheriff's office first, Poncho,
well,
and then...
Hey, Cisco, I've been looking for you.
Well, Senor Tom, you should be at home taking care of those cuts.
Yeah, they're all right now, Cisco. I'm a pretty tough hombre. I get over things like that quick. But I just thought you'd like to know Billy took up the trail of them two Neal boys.
He is following them now?
I imagine he is. I saw him get on his horse and ride slow-like in the direction they went.
I am very glad to know that, Senor Tom.
Are you going after him?
Si, I think we will do that.
Si, we do that, Senor, no?
Then if you don't mind, I'd like to go along, too. I'm fair aching to see them Neals get what's coming to them.
Very well, Senor, come along, but be prepared to ride fast.
Hello!
Logo! This time, Poncho, we may learn what we want to know.
Up, Diablo, ha!
Go, Logo, go! We learn what we want to know. Go now, go!
I tell you, Cliff, we ain't safe long with that Cisco Kid around here.
Yes, I wonder, I'll fix him yet.
Now, that's all right, but he's a bad hombre to tangle with. Maybe he's in this country after us.
What of it?
He might even be following us right now.
It probably is if he's in the country after us. That's an idea, Lo.
Whoa. What you gonna do now?
We're gonna wait right here for a while. If that hombre comes along, we're gonna drag out him. This is a good place. Come on, let's get the horses out of sight. Hey, this is all right. Oh, boy.
Cliff, somebody's coming back along the trail now. See that dust?
Maybe we stopped just in time. Hey, wait a minute. That's just one rider.
Yeah, it's a little squirt of a sheriff.
To that yellow belly's following us. No need to waste time drag-gulching him. Let's get back out on the trail. Sure enough, that's who it is.
Maybe he wants some more of that bullwhip, Cliff.
Maybe he'll get it.
Oh,
he looks kind of mean, Lou. Get ready to gun with him.
Right.
Neil, we might just as well have this out right now. I'm saying you killed my father. What about it?
Supposing I did. What are you going to do about it?
You're going to have to draw that gun faster than you ever drew it before.
Listen to the sheriff talk, will you, Lou?
What about it?
I don't mind telling you, since you ain't going to have a chance to tell anybody else. Yeah, sure, I killed him.
Drag-ousted him, huh? And he wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, that's right. But let's you and me talk this over sensibly, kid.
Get back. We're shooting this out, Neil.
I got him, Luke. Now, come on, Luke. Gun with him.
Right.
That'll hold him.
Maybe I better make sure and finish him off.
He won't need no finishing.
All right. Now, in case Cisco's after us, Lou, we'll ride onto that spring half mile further on. When Cisco stops to water his horse the way everybody does, we'll jump him.
Shoot him down, huh?
No. we won't shoot them down. We'll jump them and gun whip them, same as you gun whip that squirt. Then I'll get a chance to use this bull whip on them. Come on.
According to this trail, Billy King is still following the two hombres and...
Santo, there he lies, right ahead of us.
Who's he? Who? Who? Who?
Who? Look, who? Look, who? Billy King.
Hi, George, it is Billy, the poor kid.
He shot Cisco?
Wait, I will see. No, I do not think so, Pancho. From these bruises on his head, I would say he was struck down.
I thought it was mighty dangerous for him to start out after them two all by himself.
He's the sheriff of this county, Senor Tom. Such things are all in the day's work.
Yeah, I know, but is he still alive?
See, his heart is beating quite strong, too. Senor Tom, we'll lift him onto your horse. Get him back to town as quickly as you can. His injuries may be serious.
All right, Cisco.
Pancho, give me a hand. We'll lift him up. Come on, now. Up.
Good, boys. Take care of yourselves. But if you get a crack at them coyotes, who did a lick for me? Get up there. Up there.
At least we know he had the courage to follow them.
See, Cisco. What we do now? Go back. Go ahead. Stay here.
We will go ahead, Pancho. Catch Billy King's horse and lead him.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho, lead. Here, Billy King's horse. Come to Pancho. Come now, Billy King's horse. Come, good horse.
I like these Neil hombres less and less. Come, Pancho, we ride.
How much more to the bandidos' camp, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho. Makes no difference. Let's follow that trail until we find them.
Yeah, Pancho, follow. And Pancho like to stop at that spring overhead, Cisco. Loco thirsty and Pancho thirsty.
Well, we will stop then, amigo. Oh, diablo.
Loco, loco. Santo Pancho is dry as the alkali dust, Cisco.
And the thing to do is to drink.
Uh-huh.
There's room for both of us to stoop over here and drink at the overflow.
Si. It's good water.
Pancho. Share on the water. It moves.
Wait.
Look out!
Move!
I got this one.
No, I got this one, hombre. Pancho got a good hard head. It is gun but just bounce off. No!
Sit down, Lou. Here, come here. Yeah, come and
close. You're not give nobody a hand, hombre. Pancho, jump on your back.
Like this. Cut out this plane, Cisco.
You may think you have, hombre, but you have...
Move! Give me a hand.
He gives you a hand with his face in the mud pie.
You are strong, hombre. Well, I can break that grip of yours. There. Now that we are both on our feet, we will see.
You buzzard.
You are just about through fighting,
hombre.
Just about two more good blows like this. And now...
He go down, Cisco. They all go down when Cisco hit them.
Well, do you want to fight some more, huh?
Oh, no, I got enough.
Get up on your feet.
Cisco, here comes Senor Tom and Senor Billy King. Oh.
Cisco! Billy came out of his underway home, and he insisted on coming back up here.
That's right, I did, Cisco. I ain't in the best of shape, but neither's Neil by the looks of it. So maybe we're even.
What do you want?
Just before you gun with me, you told me you got my father. Stand back, Cisco. Give us room.
Just a moment, Senor King.
It's no use talking, Cisco. This is between him and me. I've been letting you think I was afraid of you, Neil, so maybe you'd start comparing me with my father. Thought if you did that, you might talk and tell how you dry gulched him. I've been hanging around your camp nights, Neil, listening to your talk. But now I know. I'm arresting you for murder.
What if I don't submit to arrest?
I'm hoping you don't.
Well, I sure ain't submitting. How do you like that?
You're wearing a gun. Draw it.
And your king.
Keep out of this, Cisco. Draw, Neil.
If that's the way you want it.
Santo, he go down again, Cisco, and this time Pancho think he go down for good.
Si, I'm afraid so, Pancho.
You all witnessed he resisted arrest. All witnessed he drew on me first.
Si, there is no doubt about that. I'm not in favor of shootings, Billy King, but I think you will have no more trouble in the future with the Neil boys. So, you see, Senorita... That is why Senor King acted as he did, in order to find out by that method if the Neil hombre killed his father.
I'm glad you told me, Cisco. Billy never would have.
You need never have any doubt about his courage. He has all the courage his father Whitey King had, and that was all the courage in the world.
I didn't really doubt him.
I'm sure you did not.
I just wish there was something I could do to repay you, Cisco.
Oh, there is nothing to repay, Senorita. But, of course, if you do feel obligated, you might send Pancho and me an invitation to your wedding.
I most certainly will, Cisco. And I'll feel very much hurt if you and Pancho don't come to the wedding.
We will be here, I can promise you. Why, I would not miss the chance to kiss such a lovely bride for anything.
That's a promise, then. I'll save a kiss for you and a kiss for Pancho.
Pancho, hear this, senorita. And Pancho, much obliged, but Pancho, not much for kissing, so you give Pancho a kiss to Cisco, no?
All right, Pancho, if that's the way you want it.
Pancho, that is not very polite.
Pancho, sorry, but Cisco had better kiss her.
Well, we had better go before you say any more to embarrass me. Adios, senorita. Come, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, get out of that very good, huh? Pancho, not a fool, no? Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, like to know if many people are... what do you call the people who draw the pictures?
Oh, you mean artists, amigo?
Si, si, the artist. And Pancho like to be an artist.
Well, then the thing for you to do is to draw some pictures, Pancho. You might have some talent. Who knows?
What a talent, Cisco?
Talent is the ability to do something. Huh? In this case, the ability to draw pictures.
Well, Pancho got talent.
Well, that is fine. If you will draw a picture sometime, I would like to see it.
Pancho draw a picture while he wait for Cisco.
Oh, you did?
Yes, he hid the picture, Cisco, on the piece of paper.
Yeah. Oh, there is no picture on that piece of paper, Pancho.
Oh, see, the picture. There's a picture of a cow eating the grass.
Where is the grass?
Oh, the cow, he already eat the grass, Cisco.
I see. Where is the cow?
The cow gone.
Gone?
See, the cow not foolish enough to stay around after he eat the grass.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Presenting Miss Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop?
What, Sherry?
When did we last visit the optometrist?
Oh, Sherry, you can't give me one good reason why I have to have my eyes examined.
Because 4 out of 10 school children have vision problems. Because 80% of learning is seeing. Because achievement depends upon your ability to learn. Because a person may not be aware of changes in vision. And because the American Optometric Association recommends it once a year.
Can't think of one good reason, eh?
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Okay, so not much to get into. I do want to say, yesterday I forgot to answer the second part of Fred's question, so let me quickly get into that. Let me remind you, just in case you've forgotten. He was pretty much said that he was looking at either repeating the series or possibly Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, or Hopalong Cassidy, if I can get the recordings. I do have Hopalong Cassidy, and to let you guys know, when a show runs out, I will run a couple different shows, so that way you guys can see which one you want, and we'll make a decision from there. Okay, check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call and leave a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be 2 episodes of Challenge of the Yukon. Until then, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.